أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 19 of Surah Al-Kahf. Thus far we discussed that the Ashab-e-Kahf went into the cave and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala manifested different Ajaib, Qudrat, power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in different ways. And now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the time when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had raised them. In other words, they had gotten up from their sleep. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ And similarly, this is a great Qudrat and Ni'mat of Allah, that how Allah began the incident, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had sealed the ears, the power of hearing. That was a great Qudrat of Allah, a great power of Allah. Similarly, to raise them, to get them up again, is a great Qudrat and a ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So similarly, we raise them, liyatasa'alu bainahum. When they had gotten up, then the natural thing was that they began to ask each other amongst them. The first question will be, of course, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ. For how long have we slept? What is this period of time that we had slept? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. So one of them responded that it would have been a day or a part of a day. Some commentators have expressed that when they had gone into the cave, it was morning, and when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala raised them, when Allah had got them up, then it was evening. So they thought that it was the same morning that they had come. They slept for the day, a part of a day, or for a very short while, and now they got up. But obviously, period of time, 3 centuries had passed, and hence facial features would have changed, hair that would have grown, etc. That didn't make sense that it was one day. So some of them said, قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. That our Rabb, your Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best for how long you have slept. In other words, this discussion is not within us to decide, because we don't have any knowledge about this, and hence that discussion now comes to an end. For sleeping for such a long period of time, obviously there would have been hunger, there would have been the need of food, etc., to sustain themselves. فَبَعَثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Now the question would be that when they had gone to this cave, they had taken some of the coins of those days, silver coins that people would have used, that was in vogue at that time when they had gone. So now they took out these silver coins, and some of them said that send one of you with these coins, the silver coins, to the city. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. And let that person that goes to the marketplace, let him see which is the purest of all the foods that are available. Here, purest will obviously mean the most halal. Remember that when they had gone into the cave, the shelter and protection was for Iman. The king of the time was an idolater. He worshipped idols, the people worshipped idols, and they would also slaughter the animals in the names of idols. And of course, to slaughter any animal in the name besides of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it can be the greatest wali, it can even be a nabi of Allah, then that is not permissible for a person to eat. So obviously when you are in a marketplace in which most of the food is not permissible, impermissible to eat, then one has to investigate what is permissible, what is halal. But here the emphasis was not only halal, but the most of the halal food. فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْهِ Then let him bring a sustenance from the marketplace. But however, he should conduct himself in a way that we are undetected. He shouldn't go there in the way that it becomes known that we are from the people of the cave, we are sought after by the king of the time, there is this warrant of arrest upon us. So وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ Let him go, be kind to the people. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا And so that nobody will become aware of us that we are the people of the cave. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this qudrat, Allah speaks about this power, and at the same time, Allah ta'ala also gives us a very important lesson that no matter what the situation may be, how hungry a person may be, the important aspect is to consume halal, to make sure that our earnings are halal, what we eat, the ingredients are halal. If it's animals that are slaughtered, it is slaughtered in the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us these lessons. We all would know, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ is the middle of the Quran Sharif. In other words, as far as the words are concerned, this is the most middle word of the Quran. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك